Senate will be in session. Members and guests, please rise for the invocation by Senator Mary Cafferro and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change and the courage to change the things I can and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary will take the roll.
Excuse him.
Mr. President, 49 members are present. Senator Howard is excused.
Quorum is present. We're ready for business. Members, we have a treat today to get to introduce the staff to you. So I'll start with the Secretary of Senate that you're familiar with, Marilyn Miller, and she's joined by Deborah Pohemus, Nadine Spencer, Katie Spencer, and Mary Gay Wells. Followed by the Sergeant Arms Office. The Sergeant Arms is Carl Spencer, followed by Ray Todd, Bonner Armstrong, Bruce Knockshine, David Zellmer, Caleb Hinkle, Pat Hamilton, and Laura Evilsizer. Thank you. The Majority Office, Steve Gibson, Scott Mendenhall, Jack Wells, Kenneth Bogner, Kevin Gardner, Rebecca Moore, and Matthew Pitzer. Minority Office, Emily Samhammer, Tully Olson, Jake Brown, Louis Yellowrobe. And on the rostrum, we have Jeremy Kraft, Rick Jor, Hank Trank, Carolyn Reno, Lynn Staley, Karen Berger, Rick Berger, and Zach Spencer. Scanning documents, we have Susie Hamilton. All right. Word processing, Shirley Heron, Aubrey Bush, committee secretaries, Prudence Gilroy, Olivia Hofskins, Linda Keim, Pam Schindler, Julie M.G., Carolyn Devine, Pat Christian, Barbara Petuck, and Jamie Wilson, and committee aides, Maggie Althaus, Edie Witham, Bobby Lavender, Dave McCann, and last but not least, Safety and Facilities, Dave Rickey. Please welcome. Well, thank you very much. We look forward to working with you folks and serving the people of Montana. So thank you for your efforts over the next 85 days. Without objection, we'll be to order of business number 2, reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, we are Committee on Business, Labor, and Economic Affairs. Report that Senate Bills 56 and 70 do pass. Senator Edward Buttrey, Chair. Mr. President, we are Committee on Judiciary. Report that Senate Bills 20 and 21 do pass. Senator Keith Regeer, Chair.
Without objection, so ordered. Well, without objection, we'll now move to order business number 6, first reading of bills.
Mr. President, Senate Bills 85 through 92 have been introduced, referred, and posted. Senate Bill 93 has been introduced and posted. Senate Bills 79 through 84 have been referred to committee and posted. That is all, Mr. President.
Thank you. Without objection, we'll now go to order business number 9, motions. Senator Thomas.
Mr. President, I would move that we re-refer Senate Bill 27 from the Local Government Committee to the Tax Committee, Mr. President, This is a bill introduced by myself, request of the Revenue and Transportation Committee, Interim Committee, and it deals with tax increment finance districts and is a tax-related issue.
Without objection, so ordered. Further motions? Seeing none, we'll go to order business number 12, announcement of committee hearings. Senator Vincent.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Natural Resources will not meet today, but we will convene Monday, 3 o'clock, room 303.
Senator Osmussen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Section D, Monday morning, 9 o'clock.
Thank you. Senator Buttry.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Business and Labor, 10 a.m. Monday morning. We've got one bill and some executive.
Thank you. Senator Ankeny.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Natural Resource Subcommittee will meet Monday morning, 8:30, 317C.
Thank you. Senator Regier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Judiciary will not meet Monday morning. Those going on the prison tour, we leave at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, south door.
Thank you. Senator Blaisdell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd just like to take this moment to thank our pages for the week, Daniel Gray, Jamie Grimes, and Julia Sasek. Thank you for working with us this week.
Thank you very much. Senator Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. Section A, Monday morning, 9 a.m.
Thank you. Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. President. State Administration will meet this afternoon at 1:30, and we will hear four bills. On Monday, we'll hear a couple bills also at 3 p.m.
Thank you. Senator Jones.
Thank you, Mr. President. Section E, Monday morning at 9:30.
Thank you. Senator Solomon.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Education today will wait till 2 o'clock. So 2 o'clock today, we'll hear three bills, and Monday we will not meet. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Webb.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Local Government has three bills, 3 o'clock, room 405.
Thank you. Senator Smith.
Mr. President, Senate Public Health, Welfare, and Safety Committee will meet Monday at 3 o'clock.
Okay. Senator Vincent.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd just like to let everybody know that Monday at noon, there's going to be a lunch provided by the Pacific Northwest Economic Region. For those of you that aren't familiar with who that is, it's a group of cross-border individuals from Western Canada and the Pacific Northwest, and it's a really good forum for cross-border dialogue about energy, agriculture, innovation, all of those issues that are important to this region. So I'd encourage everybody to go and meet some folks from our area and our region. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Vincent. Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd just like to remind Senate members that when you get these little envelopes, we recycle over here on the edges, and you should have one or picked one up. But let's remember to, let's not save too many trees, because there's a lot of them in my district, but let's recycle these.
Thank you very much. Further announcements? Seeing none, Senator Thomas.
Mr. President, if I could just touch on a couple of things and then move to adjourn. There will be a Senate Rules Committee Monday afternoon at 2:30 or at 3:30 in 350, room 350 around the corner. Our intent will be to finish the rules, the joint rules, and then the Senate rules. If we're done with the Senate rules, they'll come here. Obviously, the joint rules would too. And then send them to the House after that. Mr. President, with discussion of next week, I think I'd remind that the afternoon committees are planning on meeting at 2 o'clock-ish instead of 3. And so hopefully we'll have some bills on the floor, but that's what 2 o'clock instead of 3 next week is kind of the general plan, but not thereafter, depending on our floor action. Mr. President. I would move that the Senate stand adjourned until 1 p.m. January 9th, the 7th legislative, 6th legislative day.
Heard the motion of Senator Thomas. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. We're adjourned until Monday the 7th at 1 o'clock. or the 9th? 7th at 1 o'clock or the 9th?